Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. St. Paul and Minnesota's law enforcement community are remembering fallen officer Felicia Riley. At her funeral today, Police Chief Axel Henry said she should be recognized for her efforts, her actions, her sacrifices, and her grace.
They all must be acknowledged. They will never, ever be forgotten. That's part of the reason why I'm so honored to announce that the St. Paul Police Department has awarded Officer Felicia Riley with a Medal of Valor for her actions on March 24th, 2010.
Henry called the award long overdue. 67-year-old Riley died March 1st, nearly 15 years after suffering a traumatic brain injury responding to a domestic assault call. Minnesota's star quarterback is heading to Seattle. Days after the Vikings didn't give quarterback Sam Darnold a franchise tag, the 27-year-old signed a three-year, $100.5 million contract with the Seattle Seahawks. Darnold, who had a career year, took over after rookie J.J. McCarthy suffered a season-ending knee injury in the preseason. While the number of restaurant locations in Minnesota grew 6% in 2019, employment shrunk by 3%. Hospitality Minnesota CEO and President Angie Whitcomb adds that wages have jumped 32%, but total payroll is only up 23%.
And what that means is restaurants are trying to do more with fewer people. Despite offering higher pay for employees, on any given day in Minnesota, we are short about 15,000 restaurant workers.
The findings come from the State of the Hospitality Industry Report. And two bills aimed at stopping fraud and government waste are on the House floor this afternoon. One would increase protections for state workers who come forward to report misuse of money in state agencies. Representative Kristen Robbins of Maple Grove is chair of the new House Fraud Prevention Committee.
We have had many people come forward and want to share information with us, and they are in fear of their jobs, their careers, and they are very reticent to come forward and testify publicly.
The other bill would require a legislative auditor to submit reports to lawmakers looking for fraud and the funding given to state agencies. This is MNN. Canada's electricity exports to the U.S. are facing a surcharge. Ontario Premier Doug Ford implemented a 25% increase today, affecting costs for Minnesota, Michigan, and New York.
Believe me when I say I do not want to do this. I feel terrible for the American people because it's not the American people who started this trade war. It's one person who's responsible. That's President Trump.
Ford stated that if the U.S. escalates tensions, he will not hesitate to completely shut off the electricity. One person is in custody after a stabbing in Rochester this morning. Police responded to the incident around 9:40 at a Northwest apartment. The victim suffered multiple stab wounds. Their condition is unknown. No other information is available. And a bill is moving through the Senate that would allow Minnesotans to dispose of electronic waste free of charge and keep it out of state landfills. The bill, authored by Senator Rob Kupak of Moorhead, would eliminate the disposal of electronic products through curbside solid waste or recycling programs. The bill would allow places for Minnesotans to dispose of these electronics at no cost to them. The bill is heading to the state and local government committee.